Country Bob FM.
All right, with that in mind, we bring you today's Bob Almanac, and running the show, as always, Jim Erickson, and day two from the fair.
And today is Friday, August 23rd. Neil, you got to take that pot out of audition.
Yep. Sorry. That was my bad.
All right, let's start again in 3, 2, and... Today is Friday, August 23rd, 235th day of the year. There are 130 days left to go, and it is day two, of course, of the Great Minnesota Get-Together. This date, 1839, Hong Kong, Neil, was taken by the British in a war with China. The British were looking ahead. They were forethinkers. They had the vision to know that Hong Kong would be a great place to make real cheap clothing. So that's why they took it from China, this date, 1839. 1959, in the comics.
Have you come to take me to a movie, Linus?
Good grief, no.
Isn't he the cutest thing?
Sally debuted on this date in the Peanuts comic strip. She was an infant. Of course, she was Charlie Brown's younger sister. Aww. And, of course, she had the hots for Linus. I don't know. She liked guys with blankets, I guess. Suck their thumb.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very attractive in its own way.
Yeah, I mean, to each their own. That was this date, 1959. Charles Schulz introducing Sally. 1982, this date. What do you remember best about the Bashir Bamal presidency in Lebanon? The Parliament of Lebanon elected that man president. This date, 1982. He was assassinated 3 weeks later.
Oh, boy.
He didn't even have a chance. I mean, that's even less than Paul Fenton had a chance to GM the Wild. This guy was only in power in Lebanon for 3 weeks, 1980. As you know, in the early 80s, that was a rough part of the country.
Right. Yeah, that was
end of the world.
Yeah, that was not long but, lifespans.
But the NHL Central Division is pretty tough too, so there could be an argument there. Also in 82, some baseball
across the bill of that cap down the side of the ear, getting set for the payoff pitch to Ken Griffey. The North Carolina Peanut Farmers payoff pitch is a fastball hammered to the right side. Cruz has it on the third.
That is Gaylord Perry. Some baseball highlights for you. The North Carolina Peanut Farmers payoff delivery. Oh, you just don't get that kind of stuff anymore. This was the date that Gaylord Perry was tossed out of the game. You know, you had to watch, you know, where was he hiding the petroleum jelly, right, Neil? He didn't know where he was hiding his Vaseline, and he was thrown out of a game this date in 82 for throwing a spitball. So, you know, we say Mark, what, Neil, what's Mark McGuire?
Cheater.
Barry Bonds?
Cheater.
Can you say the same thing about Gaylord Perry? Technically, I guess you can, but he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but that wasn't a banned substance, but they didn't...
No, it wasn't.
They didn't really allow. But yeah, you know, under the brim of his hat, maybe on the backside of his belt. Who knows where he kept
it,
but the El Vaselino, I just loved it. It was great.
1989, rocker Rick Ocasek, you know, he wasn't even in my league, and he still was able to marry model Paulina Poroskova. Still a head scratcher. They did separate a year ago. That was 1989. More baseball today, 89.
The banishment for life of people from baseball is the sad end of a sorry episode. One of the game's greatest players has engaged in a variety of acts which have stained the game. And he must now live with the consequences of those acts.
Pete Rose being announced there by A. Bartlett Giamatti, banned from baseball for life this date, caught gambling on baseball. 2000 Survivor, kind of the show that started it all with the reality TV.
The winner of the first Survivor competition is Rich. Congratulations, Rich.
Richard Hatch, remember what he was famous for, right?
He was the naked man, wasn't he?
Yeah, he just always walked around naked. Obviously, he was proud of his body, and he won Survivor this day, 2000. And 2012,
Seven-time Tour de France champion Lance Armstrong will no longer contest doping charges by the US anti-doping agency. The 40-year-old maintains that he is innocent. The US anti-doping agency could strip Armstrong of his titles and ban him from cycling.
All kinds of mentions of cheaters and guys being banned and all kinds of stuff here today. It's like the people in stripes version of the Bob FM Bob Almanac here this morning from the fair.
Yeah, cheater. Yep.
Yeah, Lance Armstrong. Let's move on to birthdays now today.
How are you feeling, Master?
I'll tell you how I'm feeling.
I'm the only astronaut in the program that needs a seeing eye dog.
Oh, would you like to have a seeing eye?
No, I want my 20.
She was Jeannie, Barbara Eden. I would love to her for her to blink and give me an emotional support penguin right now if she could. But Barbara Eden, I dream of Jeannie. She was on Harper Valley PTA, too. She is still with us at 88 years old. Wasn't she adorable as Jeannie?
Absolutely breathtakingly beautiful, and probably still is, Jim.
Yes, 88 for Barbara Eden.
Some highlights of the week is sure to bring out every picket. Those dumb excuses if there is no woman on the ticket. The situation Mondale faces will be close to panic when Fritz looks for a running mate who is a female black Hispanic.
His political songs were fantastic. I don't know if he still does them anymore, but I know he did one in his house. There's a YouTube video of it about the Trump and the Clinton thing in 2016. Mark Russell making us laugh about politics, which is hard to do these days. Mark Russell is 87. This guy.
Winner of this week's Gulf Coast Golf Classic was Chai Chai Rodriguez. Chai Chai finished with a 9 under par score.
Chichi Rodriguez.
Hopefully, Mr. Rodriguez will play up to par.
He would be on the Mount Rushmore, I think, of radio newsmen. Anywhere.
Oh, golly. That is too good. Yes, only he could do it.
Yeah. He played Les Nessman, Richard Sanders, 79.
Oh, once in our life.
This was a big country hit in the 70s. Rex Allen Jr. He is 72 today. Happy birthday to him. Her and Ted Danson made a great team on Cheers.
Yes, yes, I'll take a message. You're welcome.
Well?
You're a magnificent pagan beast.
Thanks. What's the message?
That was one of the early episodes, too. There's, of course, she was Diane Chambers. Shelley Long is 70 today for Shelley Long. Diane on Cheers. She's great. I think he's performed here at the State Fair. If he hasn't, he should have. He didn't know what he's missing. But Rick Springfield, Jesse's Girl, big hit, and he got started on General Hospital. Rick Springfield is the big 7-0 today. I know what time it is, Neil. Do you know what time it is?
I would bet TV theme time, Jim.
Uh-huh. Are you still watching this, Hawaii 5-0, the new one?
I am not.
They're going into their 10th season. They've been around for a while.
Unfortunately, I only watch Gunsmoke.
That's right. I keep forgetting that. Scott Kahn, who was Dano on the new Hawaii 5-0, right? He's Dano?
Yes. James Kahn's son.
Yeah. Yeah, he's booking him on the new Hawaii 5-0, and he is 43 today. And Kobe Bryant, the retired NBA star, 5-time champ, Kobe Bryant, 41, had a nice career.
Yes, he did. On we go to the gone but not forgotten category. One of the greats, Emmy award-winning actor, dancer, Gene Kelly, is celebrating, would have been celebrating a birthday today. He was born back on the year that the Titanic set sail, 1912, Singing in the Rain, An American in Paris. You know, one of my favorites growing up, I watched all the Gene Kelly movies. I really enjoyed And there he is. Also, Tex Williams would have been celebrating today.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette.
They gotta change this song to vape, vape, vape instead of smoke, 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 right?
Right, right. And let me say, if you gotta tell Peter at the gate that you gotta have another heater, you should, that's a bad addiction.
But if me and a certain character met...
There is Tex Williams. He was born on this day, 1917. One of the great hitters of all time, Baseball Hall of Famer George Kell. There was a George Bell who was a good hitter. This is George Kell, who played in the late 40s or mid-40s and 50s. George Kell, 1922. Keith Moon, who was the drummer from the group The Who. He had an addictive personality. The guy was a crazy man, and we lost him young. Keith Moon, born on this day in 1947, and another one we lost very young was the actor River Phoenix.
You got heart, kid, but that belongs to me.
Belongs to Coronado.
Coronado's dead, and so are all of his grandchildren.
This should be in a museum.
I agree with Indy. Do you remember what Sean Connery said later on in that movie, Neil? Any idea?
You're a goose-stepping moron.
Magic?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's not bad. A little practice.
Sure, I know. I need practice. Can you do it for me, please?
Goose-stepping morons.
That is what he said. We're talking there about actor River Phoenix. We lost way too early. He was born on this day, 1970. But they're all gone, but not forgotten. All right.
One more.
I can't stop thinking about you, girl.
I dug up one more gone, but not forgotten. He was the lead singer from Survivor. Post Eye of the Tiger. Familiar voice from the 80s, Jimmy Jameson.
Okay.
He also died young. 1951, gone but not forgotten.
Now they're all gone, but not forgotten. Some 80s rock there is the way we close it out. All right, it's 9:04, and I'm going to wrap things up from the Bob Studios here in Ramsey, make my way out to the fair shortly to join you, but in the interim, we'll let you run down a long stretch of tunes for your no-repeat workday on a Friday. Would you like to start it with Ricky Skaggs' Heartbroke, Alabama the Cheap Seats, or Dan Seals' Big Wheels in the Moonlight?
Well, I think you know that I started my music career loving England Dan and John Ford Coley, and one half of that group, of course, was Dan Seals. So Dan Seals me up, Neil.
We can do that. Thank you so much for your time and efforts. And I will turn the controls over to Jim Erickson at the fair. We'll see you out there, folks. Thanks for listening to Bob FM.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany. KBGY, Faribault, KLCI Elk River, KLCI HD1 Elk River, Minneapolis, St. Paul. The Great Minnesota Get-Together. And